Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here, back with another episode of 5-Minute Fatherhood. Today is a fun and interesting question that we actually get a lot, especially when we start talking about family teams and the mission and discipleship. And the question is essentially, how do you balance then church with the demands of a family? Now, I can only speak from our perspective with toddlers, younger family, and all that. And to me, what I would encourage people with is, man, we love the church, the body of Christ, gathering together as the big corporate capital F family of God. But when from the volunteering standpoint and from the machine standpoint, I think there's an enormous amount of pressure from the American church for you to kind of serve. Like the ladder of being a good Christian kind of usually ends in like you serving or volunteering at the church. When I think just sometimes that feels a little bit more like a short game, a lot of us have been a part of more program-driven churches, then volunteering at church just tends to feel nothing more like just kind of serving the programs. Doesn't feel a ton like discipleship. And now, of course, that's a broad-ranging stroke. I know a ton of churches speak at a ton of churches that do a great job of discipleship. Hopefully you heard what I'm saying. But what I would say is the thing that's really helped us and actually taken off a lot of burden and pressure from us is playing the long game. And what I mean by that is to make disciples of all nations. Now, I believe as a family, the primary way I can do that as a father is to disciple my own kids over 20 years, you know, before they get sent out into adulthood. And then we can then go out and at least we'll still be on mission before then, but go out on a different level of mission once we're kind of built the team for 2 decades. And so to me, I just feel like that's the long game of like, I think we can actually make better and more disciples in our city, in our neighborhood, if I am putting the lion's share of my energy at the table, in the home, with my family, and with my marriage. I'm not trying to be insular. I'm not trying to not serve in the corporate church. It's just to me, I actually believe the ROI will actually be bigger and better if I do that, more than just going and serving on a Tuesday night class. And so for me, that's a really, really big deal. And so that kind of relieved a lot of pressure and burden from us of like, oh, I actually think I'll have a bigger world impact if I can concentrate on this nucleus over a long period of time, not just serve at a class. And so if you can do both, I think you go ahead. I think that's great. Some people are equipped to teach and do that and train and volunteer. But I know for me, once I kind of sat in that discipleship of the family home, at least in this season, I don't feel like I have the bandwidth or capacity to do much past that. But I do feel like I'm doing serving the church in that sense by doing that. I don't know if that makes sense, but what would you say, Jeremy?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. That's a really good point. And also, you guys, one of the things that's challenging to figure out, and one of the things that kind of helped me, there's a guy named, I think, Rob Reinow. He wrote a great book on visionary parenting. He kind of introduces this idea of jurisdictions. And like one of the things that's really confusing right now, he points out, is that the church line and the family line is really blurred. We can't quite figure out whose responsibility is what, because part of it is just the family is so weak that the church sort of takes up a lot more responsibility. So is it the church's job to disciple my kids, or is it the family's job? What about discipling the people that are in my life? Does my family do that as a team, or do we take them to church and do that as a full church community? And so he just talks about how blurred these are. And he's got a great example in there where he says, you would never want the pastor, you know, to discipline your child, right? There's a real clear jurisdiction line that everybody knows. Every father listening to this knows, hey, that's my job. I want to do that. I want to be the one to do that. I want somebody else doing that. But we're not clear about one of the things we do let sometimes other church leaders do is basically cast a vision for my entire family's spiritual life. And so this really gets to the question of is the church one family, or is it a family of families? Clearly it is God's family, but should we be coming to church as family teams, or should we be going to church as individuals that are all trying to become a part of some, you know, much larger thing? And to get there, we have to separate and basically dissolve our family unit. So those are some big ideas there. I really like serving as a family. And so one of the things that really I want to try to hold the line on is what are things we can do together? And if you want us to sort of separate as individuals, if you want me as a dad to abdicate, you know, kind of the vision for my family, to the vision of the church. Those are sort of pretty bright lines for me that I don't really want to cross. I feel like that might be a jurisdictional mistake. So those are some ideas that probably doesn't resolve everything, but there's not a lot of pushback coming from the family side into some of the demands or asks that are being made of a lot of people by various ministries and churches. And so that's just something to think about. How do we as families really make sure that as dads, we are casting a vision for our family and not abdicating that to others?
Hey guys, we know it's really challenging to try to build your family team when all the tools you've grown up with or seen essentially are aimed at only helping develop family members as a collection of individuals. That's why we launched FamilyTeams.com, where you can find all the tools we've developed with tons of resources at different price points, free courses, videos, writings, etc., that help you build up and transform you and your family into a multi-generational team on mission. Check out all the resources we have over at FamilyTeams.com.